Hello, and welcome back to the Make It a Double podcast with Ariana
and Jasmine.
Because if you're going to have a drink, you might as well make it a double. Hello, Jasmine. How are we on this Monday night, which is very different from Sunday night, which is usually when we record.
I'm good.
Great. I'm lovely.
How are you? You must be exhausted.
I am exhausted. So I was in Las Vegas for a quick, maybe 36 hours. I left Thursday night. No, that's not true.
You left Friday morning.
I left Friday morning because of the time change. I left here at like 7 in the morning and I arrived in Vegas at like 9:30. I was with our friends Leah, Maggie, and Aaron. Shout out besties. Leah's boyfriend has like all these hookups. So we had like a really lovely time. We stayed at like the Venetian, which is like a nice hotel. The Venetian, like when I told my dad, he was like, oh, the Venetian. He was like, oh, I thought you were staying at the Bellagio. And I was like, no, I'm staying at the Venetian.
What are we, poor? I don't think so.
No, but he was really excited for me. I actually haven't spoken to them since, but whatever.
You were on vacation.
I was on vacation, and also, like, I got in really late last night.
We had barely any time to, like, relax. We were just doing things, so, like,
so true.
Thing.
Okay, so on Friday, we got there. We ate, and then we got ready. Then we went to Tao Beach for a day beach club where we were, there was this girl DJ, her name was Brooke Evers, Australian, so sick. She had a plastic shoe that she would do shoeies out of and like do shoeies to the crowd. It was really cool. And she would play like
a shoey is a shot out of a shoe,
which is an Australian tradition. Yes. Like that's why.
Just to clarify.
Correct. And that's. Australian
it's disgusting, by the way.
It's disgusting, but it's done as like
I've seen people do it like out of a used shoe, which like makes me want to like literally
You mean Mr. Harry Edward Styles, who literally so took his gross. Disgusting performed in shoe so at the gross. End of the concert.
So nasty.
And did a shoey? And gross. He did it every night in Australia. That's so nasty. Whatever. At least hers was plastic, and like when she pulled it out, pulled it out of like a clean plastic bag. Yeah, I was like, okay, fine. At least that's sanitary and, like, nobody's putting it to their mouth, so, like, it's clean.
Yeah.
So that was really fun. We were there for, like, 3 hours because I think the DJ went on at, like, 2. We got there at, like, 1:30-ish, I think, from what I'm remembering. No, remember
how
this?
How was your first experience at a pool party, DJ
honestly,
party?
It was I've lovely. Never been to be said.
To like, at our all-inclusive. But.
Okay, so... One thing I have to know about this trip is that if every single thing that I did had that amount of access and that amount of people, meaning us having space and free alcohol and free food, then I would love going to clubs all the
totally,
time.
Totally.
Because we were like behind the DJ booth at both the DJs that we went to. So, which is like, it's like, okay, rich, all of you peasants in the crowd. Crazy. So we went to Tao Beach Friday during the day, and then we went to dinner at Hell's Kitchen. Shout out Gordon Ramsay, who is one of the people who helped get us all of this. And then after that, what do we do? I think, hold on.
Is that not the night that you went to the club?
No, that's not
the night.
That was Friday night. And then we went to Vanderpump Garden, which is a separate Vanderpump restaurant. We showed up and they were like, table for 10. There were 4 of us. And we were like, no, it was for 4 people at 10 p.m. And they were like, no, it was 10 people for 10. So we show up, we walk up to the table.
Is it huge?
No, they had moved it at that point. Yeah. So like they gave us seats for 4 people, but really it was like 6 or 8 people could have squeezed into that, but like we comfortably sat 4. And we show up and there's 2 shot towers have like 8 shots each.
Incredible.
And we're like, I mean, we love this, but we're 4 frail girlies. Like, what are we going to do? Yeah. So we ended up like, there was these guys who sat down next to us. We were like, oh, like, do you guys want some shots? And they thought that we were flirting with them. And we were like, no, actually, like, we are actively not flirting with you 3 clearly homosexual men. Yeah. Like, we are offering you shots because we cannot do 4 shots each. Especially because, like, at that point, we'd been drinking all day. So we were like, the shots were delicious, though. And then we did that. And then...
How were the drinks? Did you have a pumptini?
We had a pumptini on Saturday.
Oh, okay.
But it's, we didn't order any drinks there because
you just got the shots. You just had the free shots.
Yeah, they were tall boy shots. Damn. It was like,
what kind of shots were they?
There was a rum shot, there was a vodka shot, and then a tequila shot. Mm-hmm. They were like flavored, so they were all delicious. I didn't try the rum ones, but the ones that I tried were really, really good. Like, you, I can confidently say I think you would have liked all of them, or at least drank them.
Yeah.
And for those who don't know, Jasmine doesn't do shots, meaning they didn't taste like shots. They just tasted like a strong drink.
I just recently found out that I can do green tea shots. I can do green tea shots, lemon drop shots, or if it's at the end of the night, you know I can do a fireball shot, and that will be the end of my night.
Yeah. You can also do a Jello shot.
Yeah, but I don't love them, honestly.
I mean, nobody loves a Jello shot unless they're literally in a syringe, but I digress. Yeah. Okay, so that was Saturday night, and then I gambled for a little bit. Like, I think it was like 12:30.
Roulette?
No, because the roulette minimum was like $25 per spin, and I was like,
"Wait, did you not get to play roulette this?"
I played weekend? like the machine roulette. Oh, that's okay. Like it's a real wheel in the middle, but it's like like a machine, so it's like it's not the same. But I'm so sorry, I cannot spend $25 in one spin.
That's
nuts. It's, and for people who don't know how to play roulette, a spin is effectively like 3 minutes where you're setting the bets down, they spin the wheel, and then the ball lands, and you get whatever you bet on.
Yeah, so $25 for just one of those.
Exactly. It's essentially like at a slot machine betting like $3 at a time.
Yeah.
But so I played for literally 15 minutes and then I went upstairs. Like, Aaron was still awake when I got upstairs. And so were Leah and Maggie.
Wait, were you guys in just one room?
No, we were in two separate suites.
So nice. Oh my God.
Okay,
so nice.
Suites with living rooms. So they were across the hall from each other. Like, we each had our own queen bed. It was honestly
so nice.
So lovely. We really missed you.
I had FOMO for sure.
Next time. Mm-hmm. Then Saturday, we woke up. Aaron and Maggie were awake so early. I think Aaron was awake at like 6.
Damn.
I think we went to sleep at like 1:30 or something. It wasn't like a crazy time that we went to sleep, but still. Maggie woke up at 9:30, like that Miley Cyrus meme with the eyes, where she's like, I'm awake. She literally said that to us. It was really funny. And then I like woke up, but like didn't wake up. And then I saw Aaron was up and I was like, okay, I can sleep by the pool. We went to the pool for like an hour and a half. It started raining. Aaron and I went to the casino, came back to the pool. Mm-hmm. Once it stopped raining, then it started raining an hour and a half later. We all napped. It's okay. Then we went to a disco show that was literally called Disco Show.
Sick.
And it was kind of interactive because you were like in this room, closed room, and there was like railing completely around the room, and that's where the dancers were, but then the dancers came onto the dance floor with you. It was really, really fun. Like, if anyone's in Vegas, I highly recommend you go. It's like very fun, very interactive. Maggie got hit on by 75 different performers there. It was crazy. Although not crazy if you've seen Marco Pope, but
no,
I digress.
No, literally.
And then after
especially
that.
Especially like that, the dress, that she was wearing that lace
that
dress.
That black dress.
I literally saw it and said, damn!
No, I don't think you understand. I told Maggie, I was like, Maggie, if you don't buy this dress, I'm going to buy it for you.
Yeah.
Like, it's.
It was
so good.
She looked incredible.
It literally, like, if you need to think about like a dress fitting somebody perfectly, just think about like the hottest a person has ever looked.
Yeah.
That's how she looked.
Yeah.
In that dress. Okay. Then we went to Pinky's, another LVP property.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that's where you had the pumpkinis.
And that's where we had
Dying
pumpkinis.
To know how it was.
I had mine with tequila, obviously. Yeah. They were delicious.
Is it usually a vodka?
Yeah, it's a vodka one, but I'd been drinking tequila all night, so I was like, I'm not going to suddenly switch to vodka. But they were really delicious. It was just like a raspberry situation.
Mm-hmm.
Highly recommend if you're at an LVP property. Then we went to the club. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to see Zed. And we were in Zed's DJ booth.
That's crazy.
Like.
You guys met him?
Yeah, we have a picture with him.
Wait, you didn't even
Wait, hold on. I'll show it to you. That's because I didn't realize until today when I was looking for pictures to send you for this episode's going to be late. Hold on. Where is it? I'll have to find it, but there's like a singular selfie of the four of us.
Was he nice?
He was lovely. He was super nice.
Did he play good stuff?
he played such good stuff because this is the thing. I don't love a DJ set that's just like, he and the girl DJ at Tao Beach, they both did a really good job of it still being like but it was like lyrics that you knew mixed into it. So it was like, it was, I literally told the girls, I was like, if all clubs played music like this, I might go dancing more because it was like the perfect mix of like pump up music, but like lyrics that you knew. And Zed played like lots of things, not just his own music. Mm-hmm. But it was absolutely lovely. Then it's funny because we were on one when, because Zed went on at like one and then he was done at three. At three, by the time we got back to our hotel, we were like, okay, where are we going next? But then we were like,
yeah, you had a second wind.
No, we were like, we're going out, we're going out. And Leah was like, we're not going out, we're not going out. And then when we were like, we're going out, we're going out. But then we were like, it's 4 a.m. It's Vegas. There's literally nowhere else to go. Yeah. Like, we were like, it's fine. Then we tried to order room service, and it was taking forever. And then we called them, and they were like, we requested it 15 minutes ago. It's going to take an hour. And then we were like, cancel it. So then we canceled it. And then...
Did you guys just go to sleep without eating something?
Yeah, At that point, we canceled it at like 4:50 a.m. because we were like, we're not going to wait till 6 in the morning. I had to get up at 9:30.
Yeah.
Actually, I didn't have to wake up at 9:30. My flight left at, was originally supposed to leave at 12:30. And then it was delayed. And I don't know if I've mentioned this, but I'm always delayed. These are the shot towers.
Sick.
And then... Yeah, my flight tour was delayed. So it was 3 hours delayed, which means I was supposed to get home at 8, record the podcast around 9:30, which would have been very manageable.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I did not walk into the store until like 12:20 p.m.
And then she did a load of laundry, which is crazy.
Okay, to be fair, at that point, I was like, I knew that I would be late today, and I didn't want to risk not being able to do laundry because then I would end up, like, I was just like, I need to do it.
So
just I was
so like, brave, though. So brave. So brave to do that.
Well, I just did like the quick 30 and then threw it in the
dryer. No, I know, but like you hung stuff up. You hung sensitive. That's, I know. That's the thing. It's the hanging.
I mean, I was tired.
No, I know.
I was tired, not like hammered, but it was honestly
so tired.
Yeah. And I am exhausted now, but it's 11 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm ready to dive into it, ladies and gentlemen. Jasmine, what did you do?
Yeah, I was going to be like, well, what about me?
No. I just meant like I'm tired, but like my energy is in it.
Yes.
I'm not going to half-ass. I am not going to half-ass this. Now, Jasmine, she's going to tell me about your week.
Honestly, pretty boring compared to yours, to be honest. I did nothing on Friday, which was kind of gorgeous.
I kind of love that.
I had all intentions to watch the new season of You. And did not. I kept pulling up Netflix and just being like, So I just did it. And then Saturday, relaxed in the morning. And then went, I met up with Katie. Oh, no, she came over here and we actually had drinks on a roof.
Oh, so nice because the weather was
slightly nice until it started raining like later. So we had drinks up there and then... then we went out to Milano's, which was just a classic dive bar, super divey, super cheap drinks. And it was so fun. And then Julia met up with us.
Oh, and when they were at Milano's has touch tunes. They were like, we're at Milano's. And I was like, I'm going to play the touch tunes. And she was like, you'll never guess. Somebody played Daisy Jones with the six.
And then she sent a meme being like, who, me? Oh, but this, like, so, like, the thing I sent you, did you even hear it at all? I sent her a voice
note. No, I literally, to be fair, I'm pretty sure I was either in the club or at LVP's thing. Like, it was loud enough that there's no way I could have, but I think I tried to listen to it in the morning and I still couldn't.
Well, because I was also in a loud one. Yeah. But, so it was just me and Katie at that point, and this guy comes up to us. We'd been there for a couple hours. This drunk guy comes up to us and he just goes, lesbians? And we're like, what?
That's
no,
weird.
Wait, let me tell you the story. Let me tell you. So he goes, lesbians. And we go, what? And he goes, lesbians? Black Mirror? And we're like, yeah, we know of lesbians and we know of Black Mirror. He's like, no, the episode. Black Mirror, lesbians. And we're like, yeah, okay. And he kept being like, lesbians. And then Katie goes, are you a lesbian? He's like, no, I couldn't be a lesbian. I'm MAGA, but I think you guys have a place in this world. We said, thanks. And he was like, he literally said, I'm MAGA, but I think you guys have a place in this world. Mm-hmm. And he's like, watch the Black Mirror episode. And then the security like made him leave or whatever. But it was so funny. We were messing with him so hard. Katie being like, you're a lesbian. So funny.
What I was gonna say is that it's so weird that it wasn't you and I getting the lesbian allegations. No, literally.
But it was just so funny. Somebody coming up to me, lesbians. And then the bartenders came over and they were like, are you okay? We want to make sure that you feel safe here. And we were like, oh yeah, we were messing with him. He was like, he was like not scary. Like he was not threatening. Like it was just like a funny, interaction. We didn't feel like spooked. It was just like a funny thing.
Yeah.
But like also kind of just like, but also threatening. Like, I don't know. But anyway, so they ended up giving us a bunch of drinks for free. And they gave us shots.
Love that.
That was fun. And then we stayed there for like till like 2-ish, maybe after that. And then we went. Oh, and then Julia met up with us. And then we went home. And I couldn't fall asleep forever.
Yeah, because I feel like you texted me, and it was like late for me.
Yeah, it was.
And I was in Vegas.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I could not fall asleep for some reason. And then Sunday, Julia's friend Hannah invited us to watch the F1 race in Miami at her place in Brooklyn.
I was going to say, she invited you to Miami?
No, that'd be nice. But yeah, it was really fun. And we barely watched the race. And she just made delicious food. And we went out to Brooklyn. And turns out, like, first of all, Brooklyn has a lot of hot men. We walked by so many hotties.
Okay, so what I'm hearing is let's hang out in Brooklyn.
Yeah. Me, Katie, and Julia were talking about we should do a Brooklyn bar crawl.
Oh my God, so fun.
Yeah, totally. that would be fun. And then, yeah, she had like a backyard and everything. Like her house is really nice.
Okay, sold.
But it was kind of crazy me going to Brooklyn on a Sunday.
Yeah,
could never.
Then
I just came home and chilled after that. It was quite amazing.
Okay, lovely.
Yeah.
Okay, so our first topic is BJ Novak. Is now rumored to be dating Delaney Rose. It's confirmed. Okay, yeah. So Delaney Rowe is known for her parodies of rom-com tropes on TikTok and was first photographed with BJ back in November at the Standard here in New York. Rumors have been swirling since December. So at this point, like 6 months, when the couple, they were spotted at the Bowery Hotel together in December. And now sources are saying they're officially dating. Apparently it's been confirmed. Yeah. I didn't see that in my research, only that
maybe it hasn't been confirmed, but I thought it was pretty much confirmed. But
from the research that I saw, it's just that like sources say they're officially dating. Mm-hmm. There hasn't been an official quote from either of them or their reps.
That's true.
So yeah. I mean, it makes sense to me. I mean, I feel like from what you said, she is his type of comedy. What's also weird to me is just like, he's never publicly had a girlfriend, and like
he's also old compared to her.
I mean, it's Hollywood. To me, if you're a Hollywood 40 dating a Hollywood 20, that's basically zero age difference.
Yeah, I think she's
unfortunately.
Like, I think how old is she? I don't think she's 20. I think she's I think she might be late 20s, like 29.
I'm looking it up. She's 30.
Oh.
So she was either born in 94 or 95. So she's either 30 or 31.
And how old is he?
45.
Okay. Also, not me being like grossed out by this, but like Gigi and Bradley, I'm like, they're cute.
Like, to be fair, I do think that there is the child aspect of Gigi and Bradley that we will get into.
Yeah.
I also feel like, obviously, like, we don't know BJ. He's a very, very private person. But the fact that he's never publicly had a girlfriend, and the fact that this is, like, the first official, other than, like, Mindy Kaling, mm-hmm. I'm like, that to me is, like, that's why it's so jarring to me. Because I'm like, is this really, like, your first, official relationship at 45? I don't know if that's true.
There was a few months where he kept being spotted with Kiernan Shipka. So, like, maybe he just, like, really likes the younger...
Kiernan Shipka is young.
I bet she's the same age. She's not as young as you think. She's not McKenna Grace.
She's 25.
Oh, dang.
But there's a big difference.
I thought she was older than that. I thought she was, like, 28 or 27.
No, to me, there's a big difference between...
No, yeah, no, but yeah, because I remember seeing pictures of them, and I'm like, I just was like, I hope to God that that's, I, because there's also pictures of Kiernan with John Mayer, too, so, like, I don't know, but BJ and John Mayer are friends, so, like, I don't know,
maybe who knows,
I don't know, I like Kiernan Shipka, so I hope that she stays out of all that. I'm gonna be honest, there was a moment where Delaney in COVID was really funny, and I find her, like, super insufferable now.
Candidly, I had never heard of her until now, so good for him, I guess. This is really weird. Obviously, you never want a girl to get into a relationship that has, like, a scary age difference, which is what, like, the Kiernan situation would be, but also it's, like, unfortunately, men are scary and manipulative, so I just, like, really hope that everyone's okay. And, like, I'm not saying that this is what that is, but I'm just saying that I just hope everyone's okay and safe and happy.
I just find her insufferable a little bit, and I feel like they probably just are, like, the most pretentious couple of all time. Like, that's what she feels like. Like, I know that, like, maybe I'm blending my view of her with, like, her videos, maybe, but, like...
Oh, maybe.
I've just, like, seen interviews with her at fashion events, and she just, like... I don't know. I just, like, get a sense that they would just be like, la, 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 la. Like, just, like, you know, like, just,
like, they're a very super pretentious
couple. Yeah. Like, you know, like, I don't know. That's the vibe, like, that I get, which is, like,
I don't like that.
Yeah. But anyways, well. Okay, our next story. Now, it's kind of a little bit of an old story now because we're a little bit later in the week, but did you see the interview with Bill Belichick?
I didn't see the interview, but I did see the clip, and that made me really uncomfortable.
It's really uncomfy.
It felt like, actually, no one should be there. Actually, like, cut the cameras, dead ass.
Okay, so Bill Belichick, which I guess he was the coach of the Patriots? That sounds correct.
That sounds correct.
Yeah, because, like, him and Tom Brady have, like, a relationship or whatever.
Yeah, they're in love with each other.
Yeah. Anyway,
I don't know anything about football. That I know.
So the update is that he's thinking of making some adjustments to his press, to his, like, PR strategy, like, after the interview. Mm-hmm. Because allegedly, like, he put out a thing that she kind of works, or, like, maybe somebody put out a thing that, like, she kind of works for him on his team and helps him with PR. So, like that's why she was there.
Well, I think that's, like, what they're saying.
Yeah. So he's going to maybe switch up his PR strategy or whatever. But if you didn't see the video, this is what happened in the video. Bill Belichick was in a interview with CBS Sunday Morning. And I guess he wrote a book, and he was being interviewed for his book. And the video is the interviewer asking, hey, so how did you meet? Which they've said in places before that, like, they randomly met on an airplane. And so him asking, so how did you meet, should be nothing, because they've literally said that they met on an airplane. And then immediately his girlfriend, also, he's 1,000 years old. She is 24. He's literally 1,000, not just a 45. He's literally, like, 1,000.
Yeah.
She, like, literally immediately said, we're not talking about this. Like, from the corner, mm-hmm. and it was, like, just really uncomfortable. It gave elder abuse a little bit. He's also wearing this tattered holy sweatshirt that looks like it's from Shein or something, like $5 Shein sweatshirt.
Literally,
he's 1,000, so very odd that his college age girlfriend is having him wear this tattered sweatshirt. So just overall, like, really weird bad vibes in the interview. I really hope that he's okay, and that, but also, like, in one scenario, he's taking advantage of her, and in the other scenario, she's taking advantage of him. So, like, I don't know.
That being said,
what
I haven't seen the full clip, but people are saying that prior to her saying that, the way that the interview was speaking to Bill about her was very, very condescending.
Yeah.
And I think this is the thing. Obviously, we don't know anything about them. I think that there is a world in which that made him very uncomfortable, and maybe he's talked to her Let's give them the benefit of the doubt that they're in a grown adult relationship. Yeah. Do I think that? I don't know. But let's assume that they are. Maybe he's like, you know, I get really nervous. Like, I don't want anyone to think like the wrong thing about our relationship, yeah. blah, blah, blah. And maybe like she could tell that he was getting uncomfortable. And she was like, that's not what this interview is about. This interview is about this book, which is not about his life. It's about like the Patriots or something. Yeah. Like, so I could see that. I am playing devil's advocate.
Yeah. I mean, he did make a statement that he asked them not to talk about it, and they asked it several times, and then she spoke out about it. But again, we didn't see the full interview. So, even the interview that they posted, that's not the full interview.
Correct.
So, because he said they interviewed him for, like, an hour or something, and it's like, a 10-minute clip.
That's always, most interviews are. So, it's, like, we are never going to get the full side of the story unless they post the full unedited clip, which they never will, because that makes Sunday morning look better.
Okay, our next story is about JoJo Siwa falling in love with the man in Big Brother. Mm-hmm. I think it's Big Brother UK.
It is Big Brother UK, because you can't watch it in the States.
Yeah. So she met Chris Hughes, which I believe he was on season 2 of Love Island UK. Okay, it's season 3. I asked Katie about it, but she couldn't remember him.
I know for a fact that it's season 3, because season 2 was like when they were still in one villa, and season 3 they were in they changed the villa, and he was on the same season as Olivia. Because they
Atwood,
were like,
right?
Olivia Atwood, because they would chain smoke, and he'd be like, sit down. And she was like, I'm sad. That was them.
Oh. Correct. Okay. Now you're speaking to me in memes. Now I understand. Okay. So it kind of started, he stood up for JoJo when Mickey Rourke was being an asshole and being homophobic to her and other people in the house, Mickey Rourke got kicked out of the house. But Chris Hughes stood up for her, was there mm-hmm. for her, whatever. So I think that's where the friendship started. It developed a friendship between the two when the singer, JoJo, I guess, is the singer. I wouldn't classify her as that. But I guess she is.
She's a child star.
I would say a child star YouTuber. I don't know. I don't know. I would say the Dance Moms alum. That she said that she's not a lesbian anymore, and that she's redefining herself as queer. I've always told myself I'm a lesbian, but I think being here, I've realized, oh no, I'm not a lesbian. I'm queer. She told one of the other co-stars, not Chris, but it was like, but nobody knew if she was saying that, because she was starting to have feelings for Chris, or maybe she just.
I think that there is a world in which she's like, oh, I can feel a physical attraction or an emotional attraction to this person, mm-hmm. maybe not, and feel that and still be like, oh, I need to figure myself out before I do anything about it.
Yeah.
So
I think one of the biggest aspects, though, is that she went into Big Brother with a partner.
Correct.
With a partner. Her partner's name is Kath Ebbs. And directly after, the season finale mm-hmm. party or whatever, JoJo broke up with Kath at that party.
Yeah.
So everybody's figuring out what's going on, and JoJo and Chris are still posting super flirty and super
But didn't JoJo come out and say that she was like, I didn't even know that Kath was gonna be there, and I wasn't able
to her mom wasn't even there.
Yeah. Well, I'm also sure that was hard for her to be like, well, I haven't even had time to process all of these things.
So it was kind of an ambush, to be honest.
Yeah. Which I'm also sure that's not how JoJo wanted to have that conversation.
Yeah.
And especially because she's been, Kath's been watching JoJo go through.
Kath is they, them.
I know Kath is they, them. I was saying she as in JoJo.
Oh, okay.
Like, JoJo has been going through all these emotions. Yes. And Kath has been watching JoJo go through all these emotions.
Yeah.
And it must be hard to be it's almost like they've been in your head the whole time, and you're like, I haven't had time to even process this or know how I'm going to talk to you about this. That's why, to me, I'm like, it's hard, because this is a thing. This is a pop culture podcast. We can speculate. We don't mm-hmm. actually know these people. Yeah. So especially about somebody's sexuality, it must be so hard to have it all put under a microscope, under a microscope, especially because she was so like loud and out and proud about being a lesbian. And I'm not saying she's not still out and loud and proud,
but that would be hard to like,
to so strongly tie yourself to a label. Because
you'd be like, oh, people are going to be like a switch up, or like, it was just a phase or whatever. Like, you know, people are saying that about it, which sucks. But she did clarify her relationship with Chris. This was her quote. "What's so special about Chris and I is that our bond is so genuine that neither of us care what people make of it. Because we know our genuine friendship and we know our bond. It's a great little special friendship that we have. And I literally send him videos of us dancing all the time." So who knows? She did say friendship a billion times in that quote. But we'll see. I'll be interested to see how it plays out.
I'm very interested. I also just like am inclined to believe JoJo because we, inclined to believe women, obviously.
Yeah.
But after Special Forces, the way that her and Tyler Cameron are like still such close friends to me.
But her and Chris were like cuddling in bed and like holding hands, and like he like grabbed her butt at one point while they were cuddling in bed. And like, That to me, first of all, having a partner and letting, like
that,
regardless if she's figuring stuff out, that's still cheating on your part.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely agree with that. I'm not saying that any of that's okay. Yeah. What I'm saying is, like, maybe friendship has a very different meaning to her than it does to us. And just because, like, I'm not saying that any of that's okay. Like, if I was with somebody and they were, like, grabbing somebody's ass, I'd be like,
like, we're friends.
Yeah,
like,
no. But, yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. I'm like interested to see how it plays out.
For sure.
I mean, I don't even follow her on Instagram, but maybe I will just to see how this plays out.
Yeah.
I don't know. Good for them.
Okay. So the last topic of today is the Met Gala. As we are recording, the Met Gala is coming to a close. So before we deep dive into the looks, I am going to give a little blurb on the theme as well as the dress code. If you do not know, the theme and the dress code, two different things. They're often tied together, inspired by each other, but the Met Gala is thrown in honor of the Costume Institute at the Met. Every year they change the exhibit and there's a gala to kind of like commemorate the opening of the exhibit. This year, the theme is super fine, Taylor in Black style. And this theme will explore the role of sartorial style in forming Black identities, focusing on the emergence, significance, and proliferation of Black dandyism. Composed of clothing, photographs, fine art, historical texts, artifact in its first costume exhibition to focus on menswear since 2003. So that first off is very exciting because I think that the history of menswear is so deeply tied with the history of women's wear, especially when you look back like pre-1800s, like how really like now we would call it feminine, but that was a big symbol of masculinity, and Black dandyism kind of tied this feminism, masculinity in kind of this beautiful way. So the exhibit is influenced by Monica L. Miller's 2009 book, which was called Slaves, From Slaves to Fashion, Black Dandyism and the Styling of Black Diasporatic Identity. So it says, dandyism can seem frivolous, but it often poses a challenge to or transcendence of societal and cultural hierarchies. It asks questions about identity, representation, and mobility in relation to race, class, gender, sexuality, and power. The exhibition explores dandyism as both a pronouncement and a provocation, essentially using all of these things to kind of challenge the norm, which is very exciting. Then the theme is tailored for you. This is an obvious nod to the exhibit's emphasis on tailoring while also leaving room for each attendee's personal style and own interpretations. So I was very excited for this theme. And let me tell you something, I'm not disappointed. I would say there's significantly less flops than there usually is. However, the people that flopped are just boring.
Yeah, just boring. And thankfully, there was no cultural appropriation or anything.
Yes.
At least that I saw. Did you see any?
I personally did not see any. However, as not a Black woman, I might not be able to identify cultural appropriation or things that are tied to that culture. I do think that I saw a lot of really good examples of appreciation.
Yes, agreed.
Especially all the looks that, like, use the beading and, like, the the embellishments. I think they were so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Agreed, agreed. So what were some of your favorites?
Okay,
that you've
so
seen?
First off, I'm going to start with disappointments.
Okay. I didn't screenshot any disappointments, but...
I don't need to.
Yeah.
Kendall Haley,
Jenner, yep.
Sadie Sink.
Kim.
I'm so sorry, Sadie. Hawk.
I need to see Sadie's.
She's right here.
Oh, I didn't see Maya Hawk.
Sadie Sink.
Oh, Grandma Vibes.
I know. It's Grandma Vibes. I'll find a picture of Maya Hawk for you, yeah. But it's not on theme. This is the thing. Also, I do think that a lot of I think the people that we are seeing flop are white people who are scared to appropriate. Which to me, fair. I would rather you have a boring look that is like, okay, you know what? But like, boring is better than like wrong.
Yeah.
So this is Sadie Sink. It's kind of giving
That's
nothing.
Maya Hawk. Yeah, it's giving nothing to me.
It's giving nothing, but also again,
safe
is better than.
Yeah.
Yeah. So tell me some of your faves.
Let's see. Hold on. I just want to say Kim Kardashian's was boring. Like, give us some other silhouette, please, God.
What I have to say about Kim Kardashian is that if it was on anyone else, she prides herself on being this fashionista. Change up your silhouette. Yeah. Look at Rihanna. She slays every single time.
Yeah.
She's wearing a different dress every time.
Mm-hmm.
Kim's, it always has a corset. I implore you to take the corset off. Your looks need... air.
Also, there's a way to look sexy. If she still wants to look sexy, there's still a way to do that in a different silhouette. She does the same thing. It's like...
Also, you want to be sexy? I'd rather you, like, show up in, like, a sheer suit with, like, nothing under it, da-da-da, but it'd be, like, big, and you're not wearing the stupid corset that you wear every single year.
So I do, however, do like her hat, though. But her hat's pretty cool, but, like, besides the hat, it's giving nothing.
I disagree. I think on... If it was anyone else who was, like, that we don't, like, I do think that if it was somebody else, I would like it more.
Yes.
It's just, like, for Kim, it's boring.
Like, if Dochi came in that, I'd be, like, sick.
Agreed.
It'd be, like, best dressed. But because I love Dochi so much.
That's fair.
Okay, some of my faves. I mean, Zendaya.
I really love Zendaya.
I think, like...
I feel like after last year, I kind of wanted her to go more into that, like, glamour aspect of it.
Mm-hmm.
However, I think that she... nailed
the theme.
Super fine.
Yeah.
Tailored.
Like, she's like
for
the theme.
You.
Yeah. Tyla.
Oh my god.
No,
she looked amazing.
Quinta, also one of my faves.
I didn't super love. Wait, let me see.
I loved it.
My issue with Quinta is I don't super love the hair. I feel like the angles of the hair could have been slightly better to suit her face shape more.
Okay.
Other than that, I do like it.
Coleman Domingo looked incredible.
Incredible.
I loved the reveal.
I loved the reveal. And the blue cape was a nod to Andre Leontali, who wore a big blue cape. I want to say to the 2011.
Actually, that like jogs memories.
Yeah.
That's
2011 Andre Leontali Met Gala. Wait, did I get that correct?
That's crazy.
2011.
Oh, yeah. That's like very like. Yeah, that's amazing.
It's like the same shade of...
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
It's the same, exact same cape.
Correct. No, Coleman's is pleated, but...
Oh, okay.
It's like the exact same color, pretty much.
I also loved Sabrina's outfit.
I loved Sabrina's. I think that that's a really smart way for a short queen to do a theme like this that could be very overwhelming.
Yes.
I also think that Simone Biles, I was so nervous for her because she was confirmed to show up. She is so short.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually think that she pulled it off.
Yeah, she did a really
so
cute,
well. And her husband actually looked very handsome.
I don't think I saw a picture of her husband.
I'll show you later.
But I love Dochi's like shorts.
Dochi was so good.
I love her styling and her glam always looks good.
Yeah.
And then a moment of silence for Diana Ross.
Diana Ross might be my best dress of the night.
She served so hard.
The train.
The train is insane.
The train.
Oh my god, she's such an icon.
Have you seen the picture from above of the train?
No. Oh my god, I need to see it though.
Yes.
It's incredible.
Stunning.
And
she's serving face.
Yeah. Oh, she.
Taraji, on the other hand. Not Taraji.
Tracee Ellis Ross?
Tracee Ellis Ross? Meh.
Oh, I didn't see a picture. I didn't see a picture. I'll have to look that
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I'll show you
she
later.
Usually surfs, though. That's surprising.
There was something about, like, the proportions of it. It was, like, one of those, like, pants that was, like, with the high hips, but, like, it, the proportions weren't right. Yeah. It was, like, the angles.
Yeah.
And
then also another one that I mean, obviously Rihanna looked incredible.
Rihanna looked incredible. Something that I noticed towards the end, mm-hmm. the bustle of this car, of the thing was actually like suit shoulders.
Oh,
like
sick.
It like, if you look at it right here, this is like the lapel of a suit. So if you see it from the side, it's like the padding is her bustle.
She's iconic.
So beautifully made and pregnant. Congratulations, yeah. Rihanna and ASAP.
Congrats. But also my God.
She's trying to girl. Leave her alone.
I just feel like she's always pregnant. It's crazy. Good for her, though. And happy for them. They're, like, the hottest people ever. So their kids are adorable. Also, Janelle Monáe's coat and then switch to the outfit underneath.
Janelle Monáe looked amazing. And to me, one thing I love about her is, like, I feel like she keeps outdoing herself in a way that it's, like, we know that she's going to serve because she is looking camp. Right in the eye.
Shout out Carly Claus. Serena Williams looked incredible. I don't know if it was like totally on theme, but she looked gorgeous.
She did look gorgeous.
She looks so beautiful.
Like, I wouldn't say it's
she looks like maybe the most beautiful she's ever.
No, she's never looked better.
She looks so pretty.
I did see, the reason I hesitated was because I couldn't remember which one was Serena and which one was Venus. Because Venus had some really cool hair. Mm-hmm. But I didn't love Venus's outfit. I don't think Serena's is super on theme. However, mm-hmm. I don't know the ins and outs of Black culture and this theme. So like, there is a very real chance there's something I'm completely missing.
I'd also like to take a moment and discuss Halle Berry and her body because she looks amazing.
She does look amazing.
She looked like, I don't understand how she looks so good. Like
she looks so good.
She's almost a show and cooch.
I don't super love the dress, candidly, but her body looks insane.
Her body looks insane. I don't love her glam. Like she looks beautiful, but the glam doesn't really match the vibe of
it. Doesn't.
The outfit.
And neither does the hat. Like the top half of the look makes no sense with the bottom.
I think her dress and blazer is like so sick, so sick. But yeah, I think those are like my top ones that I can think of now.
So I'll say mine. I think Edwin Wodum killed it. She's one of my best friends. If you haven't seen her, she's wearing this beautiful peplum situation.
Oh yeah, gorge, yeah.
So gorge. Coco Jones killed it. Long braid, embellished.
That was sick, yeah.
Like long coat, amazing. Let's see who else. I'm scrolling through my pictures, obviously. Cynthia Erivo looked amazing. I would put her in my best dress. Doechii, I already said. Okay, Lori Harry. She looked, though, that pantsuit.
She looked amazing.
She should wear that every single day of her life.
She looked amazing. I almost put her on my list.
Like, so good.
And just the way she's moving in it.
The way that she is giving camp. I do have to give a shout out to Dapper Dan. I think as an originator of Black dandyism, he's, like, known as, like, the original Black dandy. Like, he showed up and he looks so good.
Amazing.
This he's like giving the theme in the way that you would expect the originator of the theme to give, which I love. Caleb from Stranger Things.
Oh, I didn't see him. Oh, he looks so handsome.
He looks like I did have to Google his age because he looks like an adult.
That's crazy.
Yeah, he looks so good. It's so on theme. Yeah. I also think this is a great way to like show up to your first Met Gala and like and show that you can show up, especially as a man.
Mm-hmm.
I actually loved Chapel Rowan's. I loved the big cape. I loved the way that she like really brought color to the carpet because we didn't see a lot of color.
I'm glad
she
didn't do too much with the makeup, to be honest.
I think that the way the makeup is an accent to the outfit.
Mm-hmm.
So I really like that. I think Cardi B, amazing.
Oh, Cardi B looked amazing.
Cardi B's in my, Taraji P. Henson is in my best dress.
Yes, she looks amazing. The cane?
All the canes are so kind. Yeah. There was somebody else I wanted to say, and now, if I can't remember.
Oh, that model.
Her name is Anoki Ai.
Yeah.
She always
serves, and she looks... I totally forgot to screenshot her. She's definitely in my tops.
I do think Shibuzi looked amazing.
Yes.
I want to read like a 10-page essay about that look. Mm-hmm. It might not be on like my best dress, mm-hmm. only because there were people that blew me away so much, but I could see the detail and the effort that went into yeah. that look. And I just have to say, like, it was so stunning.
And very impressed that this is his first year and he served that hard.
Agreed. And then I think those are my biggest. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm excited to see the after party looks too. Me too. Because, you know, a lot of the times, like, those are even better sometimes.
Yeah.
I'm always like, why didn't you wear that one? Like, I guarantee Kendall Jenner's is going to be better.
I also really like Kerry Washington's and Zoe Saldana's, which I did
like Zoe's a lot. Yeah. I thought hers was so sick. Like, yeah. so different.
It was a really, really cool take on it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. That was Ariana's recap on yeah. her favorite night of the year. And we'll be back next Met Gala and next week, obviously. And yeah. also with the TLDR.
Okay, so now we are at our TLDR section. If you don't remember or you're new, we just each have a couple topics that we just want to talk about briefly. So we're going to be timing each other. We only get 30 seconds to talk about that one topic and then it's done. And then you'll know about it.
Yeah.
So yeah, so I'm going to go first. Go. Kylie and Timothy were spotted several times last week. They showed off their couple status at an NBA playoff game between Los Angeles Lakers and Minnesota Timberwolves, which is crazy because Timothy Chalamet is a huge Knicks fan. And then on Friday, they went to an F1 after party. And then also Timothy watched a Knicks game on an iPad during the Met Gala. He wasn't there.
Slay. Okay, mm-hmm. so that was lovely. You had 1 second left. Okay, so Jasmine's also going to do the next one.
Okay.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes. Okay, Josh Hutcherson has been, he's replacing a casting in Rachel Sennett's new HBO show. There's no title for it yet, but it's going to be amazing because she's hilarious and we all love Josh Hutcherson. Like, you know, Justice for PETA, as always and forever. And
yeah, because yeah. he was a war criminal. Yeah. Okay, you literally did that in like 10 seconds.
I know.
Okay, so now it's my turn. Ready?
Yeah.
Okay, so Shailene Woodley and Lucas Bravo from Emily in Paris fame, for months they have been sparking rumors, but he confirmed with People that they are, quote, really happy, although she hasn't confirmed anything about their relationship. That is the tea. Apparently they're dating.
Nice. 18 seconds.
Play. Okay, so I'm going again.
Okay.
Now.
Go.
Okay, so Zoe Kravitz has been spotted with Noah Centineo multiple times. Most recently in Brooklyn, holding hands. And wasn't he like the
massage? He was rubbing her feet.
He was rubbing her feet. First off, in public, disgusting. Nasty. All I have to say is from Channing Tatum to this is a choice.
Also, me and Katie walked by that park. Me and Katie and Julia walked by that park in Brooklyn yesterday where we spotted the crime. We didn't spot it, but we were near the park.
Okay.
That was 30 seconds.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's... Oh, okay. I guess it's me again.
Okay.
Go. So the Cowboy Carter tour has officially kicked off and it looks nothing short of excellent. Beyonce brought out Blue Ivy to dance during America Has a Problem, just like he did at her last tour. Let me tell you something. Every single time I see her dancing, I'm more and more proud of her. I feel like, mm-hmm. I wouldn't say like I birthed her, but I'm very proud of her. And then Beyonce also brought out Rumi during Protector, which is so sweet if you've heard that song. So she sang it to both of them. So yay.
My question is, where's her? Okay, and I have the last one?
No, there's two more.
There's two more.
Okay.
But am I next?
Yes.
And okay.
Go.
Gigi and Bradley have hard launched on Instagram. She posted a picture of them at her 30th birthday, smooching by the cake that her daughter decorated, I think. And she just said she's lucky to be mom, friend, and partner. And it looked like a wonderful bash. I'm interested why Taylor wasn't there, but I digress.
We don't know that she wasn't there.
You're right. Maybe she was in a box somewhere.
Yeah, stop. Okay, so now it's the last one. Okay, so Lady Gaga played a concert at Rio de Janeiro's Copacabana. At Rio de Janeiro's Copacabana on Saturday. Okay. And organizers are saying that over 2.5 million people were in attendance, setting a record for the biggest attendance for like a solo concert, breaking the record that Madonna set the previous year by like 500,000. So slay, Gaga. As you know, come to Brazil.
Done.
Okay.
Also, wasn't it free? I think it was a free. Yeah, it was a free concert.
It was a free concert, like paid for by the government of Rio. No. She didn't do it for free. Okay. The government of Rio paid for it.
That's cool.
Yeah, they do it every year.
Must be nice.
Yeah. And that was the TLDR. So.
All right, our next section. I'm like trying not to speak as fast as I was. I feel like I don't have to talk so fast. Our next segment is Tipsy Teasers, where, you know, talking about trailers, movie announcements, shows announcements, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So the first one that we got to talk about is Now You See Me 3, which they're finally naming Now You Don't. Like, Now You See Me, Now You Don't. Which should have been the title for the second one.
Correct.
But the, like, studio wouldn't let them do it. And, like, it should have just been called Now You Don't.
Yeah.
Because fans are going to know what it is anyway. Yeah. Like, they just wouldn't give it a chance. But anyways, so the Four Horsemen are putting together their third act, with the highly anticipated Now You See Me, Now You Don't. The first film premiered in 2013, that's so long ago. And then the second one was in 2016. The original cast members are all going to be in it, including Isla Fisher, who was not in the second one.
Yeah, she almost died in the first one.
But Lizzie Kaplan, she didn't take her... it wasn't a recast, it was just a new character. But Lizzie Kaplan is also going to be in the third movie.
Ooh,
yeah, she's not in the trailer, but she's in the, like, she's credited on IMDb, so that'll be exciting to see. Well, I would love to do a rewatch, by the way, because it's been forever.
Yeah, I've only seen each of them once.
Yeah, like in the theater, basically.
I'm very excited because I think it was smart of them to not recast Isla, because now they can have both of them.
Yeah. And the movie also will feature a few new faces, Ariana Greenblatt, Justice Smith, and Rosamund Pike, and Dominic Sessa. And the snippet of it says, Now You See Me, Now You Don't, picks up with a diamond heist that involves two generations of illusionists. The horsemen seemingly come out of retirement and join newcomers, the cast that I just said, to take down a dangerous criminal. I think Rosamund Pike is the criminal. I believe so. From the trailer is what I've
got. But
it looks great. I can't wait to watch it. It's going to be. I hope it's good.
Yeah. Okay. So next, the Dunkin' came out with a new commercial, which is getting quite the buzz online. So Dunkin' came out with a commercial for their new meal deal. And they cast loads of hot people, hot men specifically, saying, we're not a snack, we're a whole meal. And that's what all of them said. So it was James Marsden, amazing choice. Dylan Efron, amazing choice. Charles Melton, amazing choice. Tramell Tillman, amazing choice. Gavin Casalengo,
Oh, is that Jeremiah?
Yeah. I'm so sorry. Why would you cast Jeremiah? Like, I understand that, like, the Conrad guy, like, isn't as cute. Okay, so don't cast either of them.
You think Jeremiah's cuter than Conrad?
I don't think that. I think that other people think that. I think that people objectively think that Gavin is cuter. I think that we don't like him because he's cringe.
Yeah.
But
he's cringe and, like, I don't know.
Weird. I mean, I like Conrad better. But also, like, I don't, like, blondes aren't my type. Like, but also.
Isn't Conrad also blonde?
No, okay, I'm sorry. Someone with hair that brown is not blonde.
I don't know. He has, like, a dirty blonde vibe, or, like, a light brown hair.
He has thin hair, which makes his hair look light, which is different.
Stay with us. Stay with us, Team Conrads. Stay with us.
Stay with us. I'm sorry. I can bash the actor who I still love.
Oh, and he seems, like, such a nice guy. The other guy seems so cringe in real life.
I mean, yeah, I'm saying bash. All I'm doing is calling his hair thin. Also, everyone has thin hair. Relax.
So true.
But also, Team Conrad forever. And they
just like hot dudes? I didn't watch the commercial, so I don't
know. Literally just hot dudes being like, we're not a snack, we're a whole meal. You can get a whole meal. And then, because it's like a $6 meal deal or whatever, you have to watch it.
Because when you put it on the list, I was like, what the fuck is she talking about? Like, that's not even crossed my fucking radar. Okay. Like, also, we don't even go to Dunkin', so I was very confused why you put it on there. But now I understand. Amen. Hotman plus one.
Plus a questionable choice.
Yeah.
Okay, of all the men they could have gotten, Gavin Casalengo?
No, seriously.
I'm so sorry.
Clearly they were desperate.
Clearly. You know what? Harry backed out last minute because 8 to 4 at midnight.
Okay. Yes, on a random Monday.
Excuse you, it's Met Gala Monday. Anything can happen.
So true.
Bachelor
Paradise. It's me. Okay, sorry. We have another Bachelor in Paradise news, but it'll be quick. Maybe I should have put this in TLDR, to be honest. Just that it's going to be premiering July 7th. It's going to be on Mondays. Bringing back Mondays, Bachelor Mondays.
But also, I'm okay. Is it just Mondays?
It just says Monday, July 7th at 8 p.m. on ABC.
Okay. Well, let's hope that it's just Monday.
No, I swear to God, if they do a double.
I'm so sorry. You are not good enough. You're no Love Island.
Love Island will absolutely be going at that time, too.
Yeah.
In July, sure.
I'm so sorry. If I have a Love Island to catch up with, you think I'm going to watch 4 hours of The Bachelor? No.
But anyway, so the confirmed cast is Jonathan Johnson, Hakeem Moulton from Gen Trans season, and then Zoe McGrady from Grant Ellis' season, and then a couple of other Goldens. They haven't really, but they started filming because Hannah Brown posted
that she's in Mexico.
She did a hotel room tour. Ooh. No, they're not in Mexico. They're in Costa Rica.
Oh, duh. We said that last week.
And she said today was the first day of filming. So I'm assuming that I honestly should have looked at Reality Steve. Maybe there.
Yeah. I mean,
I think he's a terrible person, so I don't like supporting him. But maybe I would have found out who's cast.
Yeah. Maybe we'll do just a full cast announcement whenever they.
Yeah,
they do
yeah. That. But anyway, that's basically it, though. To be honest,
The last thing is Lorde announced that she has a new album called Virgin. It will come out on June 26th. Lorde, who apparently has synesthesia, which I didn't know.
Is that when you see colors?
Correct. So she described.
So what's his face? That guy that plays the piano. He's supposed to be a genius.
Stevie Wonder?
No. What's his name?
I don't know.
It's like, hold on. You take
Vincent Boone?
No, that almost came out of my mouth, and it wasn't.
Okay, so I'll describe. She described the album as, the color of the album is clear, like bathwater, windows, ice, spit. Full transparency.
My God.
The language is plain and unsentimental. The sounds are the same wherever possible. I was trying to see myself all the way through. I was trying to make a document that reflected my femininity, raw, primal, innocent, elegant, open-hearted, spiritual, mask. Slay.
Slay.
I'm not a diehard Lorde fan, but there are a couple, there are four or five Lorde songs that they scratch a little piece of my brain that nothing else does, you know?
Totally.
So yeah, we'll see if there's any of those.
She also has an IUD in the picture, which is pretty cool.
Yeah, she does. And she also, because it's a full x-ray of like somebody's hips.
Yeah. I think it's hers.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is.
Okay.
What is this guy's name, though?
She hasn't said that it's hers, though.
Oh, she hasn't? I thought that.
I mean, I looked it up. She didn't say that, so.
What is this guy's name? He has been up for Grammys a bunch in the last couple of years. He plays the piano. He's supposed to be the new genius.
It's not Andre 3000.
No.
The Edge of John Batiste.
Yes, I figured it out in my head just randomly.
I didn't know that he had seen a synesthesia.
Yeah, well, that's what people say on TikTok because he's
Okay, so maybe we should. So maybe check he doesn't,
but everybody was saying that because every time he's either playing the piano or singing, he's looking up into the sky almost every time. He's not looking at anything else. He's just bringing into the music, and he didn't come up when I looked up synesthesia, but
it just says that he's been described as having synesthesia.
Okay. But he's supposed to be
he just says how he sees music. So he hasn't said that he has synesthesia, but
okay. So anyways, I don't know why we were talking about that, but
okay. So now for what we watched this week. So I watched Survivor. I feel pretty good about what, about where things are going. I'm very interested because now there's seven people left. And if usually at seven is when you see a hard pivot because there's usually an alliance of four and somebody's on the bottom. Whoever's on the bottom might flip to give 4 and 3. So it's a very interesting pivoting point. However, I do have to say, do you remember how I said how I hated David from last episode? Mm-hmm. His girlfriend dumped him after he got voted out.
Shit.
I mean, he was an asshole on that episode. Like, the way that he was speaking to people, I was like, I'm not shocked.
Yeah. Good for her, then.
Good for her. Then I watched The Last of Us, not yesterday's episode. So,
I also didn't watch yesterday's episode.
But the one before that, I'm curious where it's going. Nothing to write home about. Summer House, I think I'm like at the end of season 4 now.
Are you plateauing?
No, I'm just shocked because Ariana plateaus. Started.
She plateaus a lot.
To be fair, I haven't had time to watch very much of it this week, so I haven't had time to plateau.
Yeah.
And I have enough weekly stuff to like chop it up.
Yeah.
But now COVID's about to happen, so I think that's going to add a little spice to let me power through the end.
Yeah.
And then I did see episode 1 of the new season of You. I didn't get around to watching episode 2, but also because like something really good happened in Summer House and then I had to pivot. So.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's what I watched because I was in Vegas.
Okay, I'm going to pause before I talk about shows because we have to watch a movie that we watched this week, which was Marvel's Thunderbolts.
Oh my, which Marvel's new Avengers now.
Well, spoiler alert. But no, I know that they've like put posters up about it, like, which is crazy that they did it like 2 days.
I think that was really, really smart. Mm-hmm. Because they got all the diehard fans the first weekend. All the diehards were going to see it the first weekend anyway.
Yeah.
Everyone's saying how amazing it is. And now you have all these people who probably lost interest in Marvel. They're like, huh. And then they're like, whoa, what do you mean they're the new Avengers? So it's going to get a second wave of people going. So I actually think it was a really, really smart marketing tactic. And the movie is as good amazing. As people say.
And I have 3 words to say, and that's, Bucky fucking Barnes, dude. I love him so much.
I mean,
our friend Katie went, who's not like a huge mm-hmm. Marvel person, meaning I think she's watched the first Iron Man. I think she, mm-hmm. no, she said she watched 1 Captain America movie. And she was next to us and she said that we were just like smiling so big every time Sebastian Stan came on.
But also, it's like, what do you expect me to do?
Literally, I'm just like,
giggling. No, he's literally my favorite MCU character. Mm-hmm. Like, I have such a connection with him. Like, mm-hmm. you know how I feel about this. Like, I haven't talked about this on the podcast, but like, I could watch Winter Soldier every single day for the rest of my life.
Yeah,
probably.
Winter Soldier is my favorite ever.
I just like really, I think I there's something about like the Winter Soldier character that I just mm-hmm. like love the arc.
Same.
So I feel very connected.
And then we have a special moment for Lewis Pullman, who is the new white boy of the month.
Is he
the
Bob?
Void? Yeah. You haven't seen any edits on TikTok? Oh, he's...
Girl, I'm purposely not on Marvel TikTok because if anyone's on Marvel TikTok, we went to the movie Thursday night and I was shocked Jasmine didn't get spoiled.
Yeah. But anyway, so Lewis Pullman, watch out because he's Bill Pullman's son, the president from Independence Day. He looks exactly like him. He's so hot. And he was excellent in the movie. Like, excellent in that movie. I watched a little bit of Gemstones. I'm not done with the season 2 yet. But I just want to say the actor that plays young Danny McBride is like perfect casting. It's crazy. It's like one of the best ever. I watched The Valley episode 3. They had talked about a boys chat that has 20 to 30 men on it. That is terrifying to me. A boys chat with no women, 20 to 30 men that just like chit chat. That's spooky. And that has Jax Taylor on it, by the way. That's scary.
Yeah. No, thank you.
No, thanks. And then I randomly started rewatching Ted Lasso this week and I'm like almost done with the whole series.
Yeah. Like Nate has gray hair already.
Yeah. Like Nate's about to get like, he's about to get like forgiven. Like, yeah, I've literally watched the whole show almost. I just want to say when they do the reboot season 4, if I don't find out that Roy and Keeley are together, then Roy and Jamie better be bumping uglies because all I want to say is I would love to go to Paris with them. Did you watch anything else that you can think of? Did you watch any movies on the plane?
No, because I slept.
Both flights?
No, on the first flight, I slept, and then I think I watched, like, half of an episode of Survivor.
Oh, nice.
And then on the way back, I slept for, like, a couple hours, and then I watched the second half of the episode of Survivor.
Nice.
To be fair, I already knew who went home, so, like, I wasn't, like, itching.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's fair. And then...
Oh, wait, you did watch, what is that show that you love, Taskmaster? Didn't you watch Taskmaster with Erin?
She didn't get it. She, like, fell asleep halfway through. I know.
Dang. Because I have seen some clips with Jason Mantzoukas, and it looks hilarious. His episodes look so funny. Did you not think he was funny?
I was pretty drunk, because we watched it at, like, 2 in the morning, I need to rewatch it. We were just, like, it was just, like, we'd been drinking for so long. I don't think Erin was paying enough attention to it to, like, follow, because she, like, didn't really even understand the premise of it. And I'm like, you need to pay attention for, like, 2 seconds to understand the premise of it. Yeah. So, like,
that's fair. Yeah, I'm so excited to see her if she loved it.
Because I thought she would love it.
I know. But that's okay.
Yeah, but that's what we watched. So last we have 6 Degrees of Kevin Bacon. And the person I have chosen is Callum.
Huh? Callum. Oh, like.
Turner.
Oh, yeah. Callum Turner.
From Dua Lipa. From Dua Lipa.
Correct.
Correct.
That's correct. And my person is Bradley Cooper.
Okay.
Okay. Callum was in, like, the Harry Potter, like, the,
Fantastic Beasts.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was in Fantastic Beasts. He was also in Masters of the Air with Barry Keoghan and Austin Butler, which might be a good one.
Okay.
I'm thinking, okay. How about, has Bradley?
Let's hold on. Bradley Cooper was in Jennifer Lawrence.
Gaga.
Yeah, Gaga, yeah.
I feel like Jennifer Lawrence is an easier one.
Yeah. So he was in, Silver Linings Playbook with Jennifer Lawrence and a bunch of other things, but.
Yeah.
Can we tie her to anything that Colin.
Okay.
Firth was in? Not Colin Firth, Colin Farrell. Because he was in the Fantastic Beasts, but.
I got it. Who did we just say was in? Okay, so. Oh my god, I lost it!
Oh, too bad.
Fuck!
Damn, the bomb's there. Jennifer Lawrence? Are you talking about Jennifer Lawrence?
No. Jennifer Lawrence was
Lady Gaga?
No, Jennifer Lawrence was in something with someone who was in something. Was in something with someone who was in something with Miley Cyrus.
Oh. Liam Hemsworth.
Yeah. Correct. In Hunger Games with Miley Cyrus, who was in Hannah Montana with Austin Butler. He guest starred. Look it up. And he was in Masters of the Air with Callum Turner.
Wait, say that thing again? Okay, say it again?
Bradley Cooper was in Silver Linings Playbook with Jennifer Lawrence, who was in The Hunger Games with Liam Hemsworth, who was in The Last Song with Miley Cyrus, who was in Hannah Montana with Austin Butler, who was in Masters of the Air with Callum Turner.
Okay.
I feel like we can
find that, like, Austin Butler has probably been in a movie with, like, I feel like we could attach it to further down the line. But, hold on.
Maybe we, how about Timothy? Can we tie Timothy back to one of them? Keep trying to tie things back to Euphoria. God.
Okay, the one that I was thinking is Bradley Cooper was in A Star Is Born with Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga was in The Joker with Joaquin Phoenix. Joaquin Phoenix. Oh shit, I was gonna do like Batman with Colin Firth, but they're in the same.
Yeah.
Because Colin Firth is the Penguin. And then I was going to do to Callum for the Harry Potter series because Colin Farrell is in
there.
That's
perfect.
But him and Joaquin aren't technically in the same Batman universe. So that's what I was thinking. But it could almost work. But maybe yours is better.
We now fast forward to multiple minutes later.
Okay, I have it. So it's Bradley Cooper to Jennifer Lawrence. Then Jennifer Lawrence to, what did I just say?
I don't know!
No, Jennifer Lawrence to Zoe Kravitz from X-Men.
Yes.
And then Zoe Kravitz to Colin Farrell. Colin Farrell to
Callum Turner. Okay, that's
Fantastic Beasts.
Okay, I think that's the shortest one. Slay.
Oh, yeah, slay.
If you liked what you heard, pour us another round by subscribing, leaving a review, and telling a friend. Until next time. Cheers.
Cheers.